The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
5:25. Middle of the week. Hump Day. Weird Wednesday. Mark and Paul in. Getting our stuff together. Just a couple of notes from just a couple of regular guys driving to work this morning. It's slicker than you think it is.
It's very, very icy today.
Didn't seem bad. I drive about 450 feet of gravel before I get to pavement. That was fine. Stopped. Well, I slowed down at the stop sign. I never stop at the stop sign. And then when I hit the gas going through it, the truck went all sideways. So it's slick out there. Good news is we didn't get the snow. But the bad news is we got the rain and it's frozen.
Yeah, I did my slick test that I do all the time when I get off my gravel. And I've got about 500,000 feet of gravel.
You go a little farther than I do.
I'll bet it's hell on your tires, Mark. Isn't it? That 450 feet of gravel.
Well, you know, I got to put new tires on every 3 or 4 years.
Mark got 450 feet of gravel. He's got to travel every day back and forth across
rain or snow, it doesn't matter.
God, Wilson. And I did my my little spin test, and I went crazy Ivan right there on the road. So I knew it was slick, and it's very icy in spots. As I got towards Billings, you get about 5-6 miles out of Billings, and the temperature warmed up. It was mid-20s, 26, 25, right in there. And so the pavement was able to warm it up. But you get to the colder areas, because when I turned off my 500,000 feet of gravel, it was 19. So very icy. Now, word of advice for you folks out there today. Anybody who is 75 years or older, you should not go out today. You're going to slip.
Mm-hmm. True.
I came across the parking lot and almost lost it.
Yeah, it was slicking. Yeah.
It's icy.
One of my buddies, IFT buddies out of Briarwood, slipped on a step yesterday, broke his leg.
Yeah. Anybody who is 75 and older that's vulnerable, it's not worth going out today. You'll slip. Your sidewalks will be icy.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lots are icy. The sidewalks are icy. And I just don't mean a little icy. I mean really, really slick.
Deceptively so.
Yeah. So it's just not worth breaking a hip, breaking an arm, breaking a rib, breaking a leg, anything like that. With the exception of my dad. My dad could fall off the steps when he was 98 and didn't break a bone. I never did understand that. My dad fell 7 times in the last 6 months of his life, and he never broke a bone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We had a couple, two steps in the garage that go into our family room from our garage. Mm-hmm. He fell down those steps and landed on the garage floor one time, fell right out back, did nothing. This is like 3 weeks before he died. Didn't break a bone.
That's unusual.
I know. And he was 98.
Yeah.
You fall out there today, folks, you're going to break a bone. And it just isn't worth it.
No.
Besides, I'm thinking about going to Costco, and the fewer people there, the more enjoyable my day is today.
You better, because
I know it.
Because they're closing tomorrow.
I'm going to go. I got to go.
Well,
I'm
going to Costco today, too, just to follow you.
Oh, no, you aren't.
I can do what I
Nowhere
want.
Nowhere near me. I got a prescription that's been
out
there.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul. He wants to meet you.
No, I'm not out here. I had a prescription out there that's been out there for months and 2 months, and I got to go out and pick it up. And I thought, well, today I'll do it. But really, it is, you shouldn't walk. You shouldn't walk the trails unless they're dirt trails, or unless you can walk 450 feet of gravel. You know, where you don't have to worry. I got 450 feet of gravel. I am gravel master. I am gravel man. Jeez. God. So, but I wouldn't risk it today.
No.
And you know what? It's not going to melt.
No, because it's going to stay cold.
And what do you get a little snow on top of that? It'll help a little bit with traction, but it's still going to be icy under there. So I was thinking of that this morning. You know, we're two of the guys that no matter what have to get to work.
Yeah.
We have to get to work. Everybody listens to the cat. Everybody relies on the cat, even though they may hate us. They may not like our opinions. They may not like our subject matter. They may not like our music. You know, pick one of a million reasons that they may not like us. They know if there's an event or if there's something happening, they know that if they turn the radio on at 20 minutes after 5 in the morning, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
They'll get it. They'll get what they need. Don't use your cruise control.
I didn't.
I know you didn't. Don't. That would be, that's asking for a wreck immediately. No cruise control today. Back off a little bit, going up the hills. You know, you're not going to be able to maintain 60 going up the hill. Big, long, drawn-out hills.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to keep backing off just a little, just a little, just a little. Maintain your speed, but by the time you get to the top of the hill, you're going to be doing probably 50 instead of 60. So you don't spin in a circle. When I drive in stuff like this, I assume everybody that I pass is going to lose control. That's the way I drive in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's very icy. Very, very icy. Whatever you do, don't adjust. Do not adjust your schedule. Do not adjust your set.
Do not leave 1 second earlier than normal.
Nope.
Look, you guys are lucky to have me.
It's your gosh darn right. To be able to be late on a day like today.
Look, I'll be there when I get there.
You know how busy the drive-thru was at City Brew? Do you know how busy that was today? You don't know what my life is like. I got, first of all, every morning, I got 450 feet of gravel that I have to navigate.
That's not a factor in my drive.
Every day? You don't know what that's like every day. They're still calling for the snow. I've got the radar up right now, in case you're wondering. In case you're traveling, let me tell you where it's going to get worse. Besides our ice. Everything north. Well, by 9 o'clock today, it's going to be solid. From Billings north.
Okay.
Anywhere you go north or west of Billings after 9 o'clock today, you're going to just run into solid snow. Period. If you go straight east and you head towards Ekalaka, places like that, I don't know how many of you have a trip planned for Ekalaka today, but not many. You know, you'll stay out of the snow over that way. Baker, Broadus, it'll take a lot longer for it to get there today. But once we get about 9 o'clock this morning, everything from Billings north and everything from Billings west will be getting blitzed with snow.
Okay.
I got the future radar on here. So, in fact, the entire state of Montana, the whole state, all the way to the southwest corner, all the way to the northwest corner up by Eureka, all the way over to the east, Plentywood Circle, even over to Sydney. Everything solid snow. The whole state except for the extreme southeast corner. Looks like an area from Billings to the border and from Billings south. That little corner right in there, it's going to take a lot longer for the snow to get into that area. You're going to Rapid City, you might be all right. Going to Rapid City, there's nothing expected over there. So if you go through the broadest way, the Baker Way, to get to Rapid City, depending on if there's any ice or if they had any drizzle or anything, you should be fine. But everything else today is going to be covered. Covered. It's coming in from the coast, and it's just going to spin over here for the next day or two. Our big snow is not going to be until later on tonight. This evening, 3 to 5 inches overnight. Tomorrow, maybe 1 to 3. So. But that's why Mark and I have to get here every day.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I got a question for you, weather nimrods that give us all this stuff.
Hey, by nimrod, you know who you are.
Don't be offended. How come winter storms never get a category? We get a tropical storm where it's rain and wind. We get categories.
Different categories. Many of those categories includes winds that we get on a daily basis here.
35 mile an hour wind or less. Then you get above 35, you get a different category. You get winds of 60 miles an hour then with heavy rain. You get, for instance, you'll be a category 1. Gets a little worse, you get to category 2. How come winter storms then never get categories? Why? Because winter storms are cold. They don't want you to know.
That's actually a good point.
They don't want you to know the severity of frigid weather and blizzard conditions. We folks, we could get a blizzard. Major blizzard warnings for the area. 30 below zero. up to a foot of snow and 60-mile-an-hour winds, and they don't give us a category.
No.
They just tell you there's a severe winter storm coming.
Right.
The other side, the warm ones, they give you categories.
Yeah.
This is a put your head between your ass or your legs or kiss your ass goodbye or what it is. Because this one, Mark, this one is a category 4. All right.
We're in trouble. So I'm gonna put my head between my ass.
That's right. So those of you that have 450 feet of gravel to go on today, put your head between your legs and kiss your buck goodbye.
Got it.
Okay, that's the whole point. We never get categories for winter storms.
And you're exactly right. It's how they portray it.
Mm-hmm.
Only the warm storms are bad because, you know, the world is getting warmer.
That's right. That's right. Not the cold ones. The warm ones are bad. The cold ones don't matter. So no categories for winter storms. None. Zero. We only get high surf during warm storms. They get high surf in Alaska all the time. Did you ever see the deadliest catch?
Mm-hmm.
Where those winter storms move in and they have 30 to 40 foot? They never tell you about the storm surge, do they, from those winter storms?
Nope.
Only the warm ones create storm surge out there in the oceans. Spent all day yesterday getting ready again. Had a load of hay loaded up, so I wanted to get that off the truck and haul that and put all the tank heaters in. Montana Power should send me a thank you note, and everybody else every day. And today there's going to be all kind of calls going to the furnace men because their furnaces aren't working right.
Right.
Because everybody are last minute idiots, and they don't worry about stuff like they worry about their phone. But that's charged, ready to go. But be all kind of calls on that today. People wanting tires. These tires are no good. You get out and get tires on my car. These tires, and your tires are fine. It's operator error. It's the tires.
That's why business is down a little bit at Musthaven Tire Shop. Because he tells you the truth when
that's
you come
right.
in.
It's operator error. Doesn't matter. You in these kind of conditions, you can have great tires on. It's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to matter. Well, I use studded. I use Mark and Paul tires.
Traffic backed up just past Laurel Exit West. Accident westbound lanes.
Yep. See, they're going to start. They're going to be all over today. It wouldn't surprise me, folks, if later on this morning we get a thing from the police department that says if it's not serious, just exchange insurance companies.
Yeah, because it's just going to get slicker.
Yeah, and it's very, very icy. Once again, you're 75. I'm not worried about, and I'm not worried about your driving. I'm worried about you slipping and falling
mm-hmm.
once you get to wherever you're going to go. Right. You got a doctor's appointment today. You got to walk in somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's going to surprise you. I almost fell on my keister out here in the parking lot when mm-hmm. I came around that little corner there. I mean, it was slick. And I knew it was slick.
Right.
Because I drove in. I knew it. Even the corner here on 27th, did you see that when you went around the corner?
Yep.
I mean, the road was fine till you hit that open air corner there, and man, who sang Gonna Go Round in Circles?
Billy Preston.
There you go.
Will it go round in circles?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
will it fly high like a bird in the sky?
That's it. You're going to go around in circles today. So you heard it first. All the other radio stations around Billings will use our information this morning. And they will pass it all on to you, which is fine. That's fine. It's fine. If it saves an injury or saves a wreck, well, that's good. Knock yourself out. Doesn't matter. There you go. I got a car that ain't got no tires. I'm going to tell my husband a thing or two. Yeah. It's not me. It's the road conditions. Yeah. So there you go. Because you know why? That's right. You are.
Billy Preston, the only non-Beatle ever credited on a Beatles album.
Ding. There you go. Ding. And on days like this, I'm trapped in here with Mark, so there's no way to escape. Yeah. Billy Preston, interesting thing about him. But it's going to be a rough go today, so we already covered it all for you, and now you know. And it's going to get worse as the day goes on. So No cancellations or anything as of yet.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you. Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo. Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party. The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
Buses do pretty well in conditions like this. They're heavier. They have good stuff. They use the best of the best when it comes to tires and things on the buses, and the drivers know. So, this winter storm that's coming later today, though, Mark and I have decided it's going to be a Category 2.
Have we?
Yeah. So it's going to be a Category 2 storm because they never give it to the winter ones. And just because we get a little weather doesn't mean the world stops. No. Remember yesterday we talked about that pilot that tried to shut the engines down on that airplane,
mm-hmm.
that Horizon Air flight. Off-duty airline pilot who tried to cut the engines on that flight told police that he's been struggling with depression. Usually pilots struggle with compression, not depression. But he was depressed. They filed 83 counts of attempted murder against this 44-year-old pilot. Interfering with a flight crew can get 20 years in prison. Said a friend recently died, and he was taking psychedelic mushrooms. And he just took a bunch of them right before he decided to cut the engines on the airplanes. Psychedelic mushrooms. We always hear good things about those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oregon just, you know, you can go into a pizza shop in Oregon now and get a pepperoni with psychedelic mushrooms. For God's sakes. Psychedelic, it's never bad for you. Cannabis, none of that. It's never bad.
I was going through my phone last night looking at comments and stuff. And the one gal, when I wrote about hangover cures, she wrote to me about, well, you should try cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't use cannabis in any form. Well, you're missing out on the world's greatest medicine.
That's right. Yeah. Could be. Said he's been struggling with depression. Friend died. Took the mushrooms. So then he tried to cut the engines. And he hadn't slept in 40 hours. He didn't appear to be intoxicated. It was his first time taking the mushrooms. It's illegal in most of the country, but Oregon legalized it for adults. They said they designated these mushrooms as breakthrough therapy for mental health. And so here's a guy took it for the first time. He listened to a guy who sells them. He went in. This will help you with your depression. A guy probably who had no medical degree whatsoever.
No.
None. Probably had no degree in psychology or psychosis. None of that. Psychiatric medicine, nothing. This guy's got a degree in selling dope and mushrooms. And he comes in and he says, this will help. And gives him psychedelic mushrooms. And the guy goes on the airplane. It whacks him out, and he tries to take the plane down. This is my problem with the whole cannabis mushroom industry, folks. This is my whole problem with it. I'm sure there are a lot of good things that it can do for you. No doubt in my mind. I know it helps sometimes with if you're nauseous, things like that. There's a lot of different things. Help you sleep. I get it. But here's my problem with the whole thing. You should have to be a licensed, medical approved distributor or doctor or something in order to distribute medicine. You can't go to a pharmacy and you can't have somebody who's a checker fill in back in the pharmacy department and put your pain relieving pills together and all of, you can't do that.
No.
But yet we can let people.
I could open a pot shop.
You could.
With no medical knowledge whatsoever.
You could come out of high school with your army jacket and go in and start giving medical advice of what this stuff will do for you to people who they say have they have patience.
Mm-hmm.
Their patients.
They're not patients.
They got to be a doctor to have a patient.
They're customers.
Or you have to be a physical therapist. You've got to be somebody licensed in order to have a patient. This is my whole problem with that. They don't know how it works with other psychosis problems you're having. They don't know how it works with all the other medications that you are having. They haven't had to study this, pass tests on it, nothing. And they can distribute it, and they all claim it's a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem.
Yeah. No, I agree. And why does pot get a pass?
Pot, mushrooms.
Yeah.
What? They all get a pass.
Mm-hmm.
They all get a pass on that. And here's a guy tried to take down a plane after trying them for the first time, and I'll guarantee he went in there, and the guy said, this will help you with your depression.
Yeah.
And it made him whack.
Yeah.
My son and his wife, who's an ER doctor, and he's an orthopedic surgeon. They had to go to school for 8 years of training, medicine, medical background, residencies, internships, before they were even allowed to write a prescription for an upset stomach, folks. And it's grueling. But you can come off the street. You could take one of the guys, folks, right now, that's holding a sign down there by the Mint Car Wash on 4th Avenue. Give him a job at a pot shop, and he can give you medicine
mm-hmm.
for your ailments.
Right. Well, you're right.
That's my problem with it. That's my problem. You have to be, folks, you have to know so much. And yet, so in this case, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you attorneys out there if you're listening. Who's liable? You know how many times we hold a gun to a bartender's head? If somebody drinks a little too much and they go out and they get involved in an accident, they can go back to the person serving them or the bar.
And actually, in Montana, even if you're just working the bar at a casino, you have to take the class about knowing when to not overserve people. Do they have anything like that for pot?
I don't know that. But I know, if somebody goes out and gets in a traffic accident and you were the one serving them, there's been dozens of cases where they've gone back and they've prosecuted that person.
Right.
So can they go back to this shop who sold this guy, this pilot, psychedelic mushrooms for the very first time, told him it would help him with his depression and it whacked him? Can they go back to that shop for this guy, giving medical advice and cures for depression to this man, and it almost caused him to take a plane down and kill 83 people? Why the different rules? I don't know. That's my problem with it. That's my problem with the business. Well, a couple problems, but that's one of them. That's one of them. A couple other things in the news today that are very interesting. I'm looking for it here. We got a big court case right now and a big hearing against Meta. Meta is a IT company responsible for a lot of the social media stuff that's out there. And the case is very interesting to me because I think they do have a legitimate case here, and it'll be interesting to see what comes from it. But they're suing Meta on a lot of their social media offerings and their platforms because they are addictive and harm children's health, their mental health.
Wow.
Dozens of states, including California, New York, Arizona, Indiana, suing Meta. They're harming young people's mental health and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by design features that you will find, for instance, on Instagram or Facebook that will addict the children to the platform. Meta routinely collects data then on the children under 13 without parents' consent. That's what they're concerned about. They're concerned that they are collecting information on these kids and their parents don't give them the information. They're not concerned about the addictiveness and the effect of their mental health.
Right.
You should have known that coming from California. Filed by 33 states, 9 attorney generals are filing lawsuits, bringing the total number of states' actions to 41. Meta has harnessed powerful and unprecedented technologies to entice, engage, and ultimately ensnare youth and teens into their social sites. The suit is seeking financial damages and restitution to end their practices.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you.
Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo.
Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party.
The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
Kids and teenagers are suffering from record levels of mental health problems, and social media companies like Meta are to blame, according to New York's Attorney General. The broad-ranging federal suit result of an investigation by a coalition of attorney generals. The suit even names some of Meta's own research that found that the company knew about the harms that Instagram can cause teenagers, especially teenage girls. According to a latest survey, 13.5% of teen girls said Instagram makes thoughts of suicide worse. 17% of teenage girls said it makes eating disorders worse. And of course, California, they're in it for the wrong reason. We joined a lawsuit because Meta's been harming our children, cultivating addiction and boosting their corporate profits. That's what they're worried about.
Right.
Instead of the harm to the children's mental capacities. Almost all teenagers in the United States now. This is amazing. I would have never guessed it, but it's true. Almost all teenagers between 13 and 17 report using a social media platform, one or the other, and they use it almost constantly. All teenagers, folks, 13 to 17, almost all of them, and they use it constantly. Constantly. TikTok has recently introduced a default, a 60-minute time limit for users under the age of 18. But once the limit's reached, the minors figured out you just enter a passcode and then just keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat and other social platforms also have been blamed for contributing to youth mental health crisis. It's a problem. Our U.S. Surgeon General called on tech companies, parents, and caregivers to take action to protect the kids now from the harms of social media. It's a big problem. Huge problem. Huge. We've dumbed our children down, and then we lead them into the wrong directions with Instagram, Snapchat, social media. We so much so, you hammer them so much that they believe it. That's where most of the problems in our country came from. We've indoctrinated and we've pounded and planted this seed in our children so greatly about gender selection, climate change, all of this stuff. You constantly feed them this line, and they are so impressionable at that age that it takes hold, it takes root, and that's where we're getting it.
Yeah.
That's where we get these screaming teenagers yelling and ranting and just uncontrollably crying about the planet. They have pounded them so much. I'm a perfect example of that, and I'll give you an example. My parents constantly instilled in me how important it is to work hard. I mean, they were relentless in their pushing to be a hard worker. You work, you save, and whether it was right or not, folks, it formed who I was.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's where I got it. And once that seed is planted, once that impression is made, it doesn't matter if and I'm using myself as the example on the work ethic thing, or if you use the climate thing that they pound into these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's in there, they have now groomed a new soldier. And these social media platforms, folks, they all do the same thing. Besides all the crap they get, people know with social issues, get those kids at 13 to 17 and pound that into their head, and you've got them forever. You have changed their mental ability and thinking ability.
It's the early indoctrination. You're exactly right.
Yeah. And we get a lot of our problems from that. And the people that control that control the generation. So that's going to be an interesting lawsuit to follow and see what comes from that. Well, let's go back to the very first story that we talked about. The psychedelic mushrooms. These kids can watch on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all the stuff about how great cannabis is, mushrooms are, that you may not know they're getting, and may get all of that. And it just pounds them and has videos of people doing it and enjoying themselves and and so what negates that? Because on those media platforms, there aren't any other videos that will counter that.
No.
Maybe that's what we need to start doing. Maybe we need to start using the social media platforms and just overwhelm them and counter all of the false information that they're getting. Oh, but wait a minute. They have fact checkers. And these fact checkers and these people that are responsible, they all have a skin in the game. And so they won't allow it. They won't allow it. I mean, are we teaching our children on Snapchat and on social media sites, Instagram, about the problems that obesity and lack of physical exercise can cause you at such a young, early age? Ask any doctor. Diabetes problems, all kinds of things happening now with our children. And once again, my influence, I didn't have social media. Mark's too, when he was a kid. You get outside and you play until dark, mm-hmm. and you find something to do, and you go out and you ride your bike and you get exercise, or you come back here, I will have you mow the grass.
I will find something for you to do.
That's right. And that was just pounded into you so much as a kid that you did it, and we didn't have it. Now look what they pound into you. Now look what they indoctrinate the kids. Stay on social media. Follow us. Put a blue bird on there, or a thumbs up, or a like message, or a Tom and Jerry smiling and laughing. Do that. That's what they overwhelm them with. And these are the problems that we have now. We know how much influence means in a young person's life, mm-hmm. whether it's coming from the parent or it's coming from social media. The parent is now battling social media. You have to overwhelm social media with your influence now. Right. You really do, or else you're in trouble. And I'm an example of that. The influence that was pounded into me is evident, just like all this other stuff.
So let me get this straight. There was somebody in your past that was relentless?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll have to watch that and see how that one. And one more thing that pissed me off last night. Diamondbacks won, though. I stayed up and watched that. That mm-hmm. was a good game. I was rooting for the Diamondbacks. But I got my property tax bill yesterday, the one from Musselshell County. I didn't get Yellowstone County's yet. And I was thinking about it, sitting there looking at it. And I thought, you know, why into America do we penalize people so severely for owning something?
We do. And we're after $143 million more of penalty in Billings right now.
If you own something.
Right.
We penalize. This is capitalistic society. This is America. And if you owe it, you're actually penalized mm-hmm. for doing well, purchasing, paying,
right.
buying.
And you pay it every year, not just one time.
You never own it.
You never own a house in Montana.
Folks, our government, and once again, they're indoctrinated early. Well, we need to do that. We have programs and stuff. You never own your home.
No.
You never own it. And you know what? Here's the thing. You can pay off your mortgage.
Right.
And by the way, the bank owns your home until your mortgage is paid off, but you pay the taxes and the bank doesn't.
Right.
The bank owns that home.
Right.
They don't pay the taxes. So you work your whole life in your property or your home, and you pay your taxes, you still never own it. And if you miss your taxes or you don't pay it, then the government gets your home.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, folks?
And it's just okay.
It's off. That's why South Dakota, no property tax. Mm-hmm. You can own a home in South Dakota. You can own a home there. You can't own one here. You will ever, forever owe the government, and they basically own your house, and you have to pay them every year to own it. Folks, we do the same thing with your automobiles. You're not allowed to own a car. You can pay your car off. You could pay cash for a car. And you know what? Every year, you got to go down and you have to pay $400, $500, depending on the model. You got to pay taxes every year to the government on your automobile.
Yeah.
You never own anything. You buy four-wheelers, you got to have the sticker, unless you just drive them on your own property.
Right. Yeah, you got to put plates on there. You can get the permanent sticker, but you still got to pay for it.
And I'm thinking, we never own a damn thing. We never own it. Folks, they're trying to get rid of these personal property taxes. I've been paying on hammers and welders and stuff every year for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay on those tools that you use to make a living. Excuse me, Mr. Wilson. Do you have a welder that you use for your... You got to pay the government every year to own that freaking welder.
Right.
What the hell is the matter with this stupid society? Because we're dumb. And once again, going back to the original thing, they indoctrinate folks and people on how important it is that we be able to do that and raise your taxes. Whenever we have a want in government, we'll just add a lien to your house. That's what they're doing. They're putting another lien on your house for more money. And since we've decided we want a swimming pool or a hockey arena, unless you pay that, if you don't pay any of those taxes, we're going to come and we're going to sell. We're going to take your house and we'll have a sale and we'll sell it for tax deed.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to communist China. It's awful, folks. You never own your home. You never own your car. You never own anything. You got a business. You never own your tools. You never own your kitchen appliances. If you got a restaurant, your stove and ovens and all, you never own them because you have to pay the government on those every year. You're penalized because you bought those to run your life and your business.
It's true.
It's awful. It's an awful thing. And we allowed it to happen. So look at your taxes, folks, when you get them. And look at your taxes. Know what your bill is. Know how much more they're going to add onto your home for another 20 years to where that will, if you want to keep it, you're going to have to pay an additional now $300 a year for 20 years, another $6,000 over 20 years, or could be higher.
Right.
If you want to keep it. You got to, so we can have a pool.
And for those of you that rent that are going to vote for it, don't complain to me when your rent goes up.
And usually people who rent, they don't have to absorb it because the average lease in Montana is less than 1 year. And people sign 1 year leases.
Mm-hmm.
So they get out of that lease. But the poor apartment complex owner, he's taxed. It's an awful, awful thing we do. Awful thing. It was a bad system when they started it, and it'll be bad until we get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the American dream of owning your own home, you can only do that in about 5 states. Here, you never will ever own your home.
No, you'll always pay.
Yep. All right, Wilson, we covered a lot of crap here today. A lot of you folks didn't know all that stuff about Billy Preston, but now you do. And we just hope you don't have 450 feet of gravel to navigate today.
Seen a lot of stuff on Facebook. The highway was closed out by Laurel about an hour ago because of an accident. All the bridge decks are super slick. Folks, it's icy.
Yep.
It's icy as can be out there this morning, so...
Be careful.
And don't go to Costco today because Paul's going to.
That's right. Everybody stay home.
First news coming up, 6:13.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.